The best breaks and the best actions are actually small that lead to bigger things. If you take a micro break for 5 minutes of walking, you're telling your brain, I can do this. This feels good. And what does your brain want to do is set you up for more of that.
Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
This is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show. We are talking about how to reduce stress, because I know you have it. We all have it. Without sacrificing your progress.
Why do we always think that one is always attached to the other?
I know. That's what we're going to be debunking today and giving you some three specific actions that you can take immediately.
I love it. Before we dissect it, let's get a word from our sponsors.
All right, Andressa. So here's what I love about this topic, because I think it's so relatable to everyone listening, right? It's to say anyone has a life without stress is just nonsense, right? Some of us have more of it, some of us less of it, depending on who you are and where you are. But it's a common issue for so many of us, especially the women that we serve, right? Highly ambitious, make it happen type of women. So here's the deal. Number one, how do you actually reduce daily stress? The key is without sacrificing your progress, meaning sacrificing your progress in all areas of your life. I don't mean just sacrificing your progress as an investor. I mean sacrificing progress in your life. And so we often think to your point, Andressa, one comes and then the other one comes. So the first thing I want to recommend to you is having mindful micro breaks. And I love this term. I didn't make it up. I wish I did, but I usually just see things. I'm like, oh, I like those. I like that term.
I thought you did.
I know,
that's
right?
How highly I think of you.
Oh, I appreciate that. You're sweet. But no, I didn't make that up. So I think I was speaking at BPCon, which if you don't go to BPCon, you got to get there next year. It's going to be in Mexico.
Woo-hoo.
So in October 2024. So I was speaking to a woman and she said, I really want to create space for myself to exercise. She's like, I have a newborn. I'm a single mom. I have a couple investments. I work full time. She's got a lot on her plate, right? A lot in her life. So I said, could you create space to have 5 minutes to take a walk? She goes, you know, I didn't think about that. I really thought I could either I had to go to the gym for like an hour or I just couldn't do it. I said, that's one possibility. What's another possibility? Could you literally take a walk outside for 5 minutes to start with or just to do it 5 minutes? She's like, yeah, I can do that. And so that got me thinking about how important this number one is it's a micro break, meaning it's micro. It doesn't have to be, I got to take an hour break. No, the best breaks and the best actions are actually small that lead to bigger things. And so for me, and it also adds confidence, Andressa, because if you take a micro break for 5 minutes of walking, you're telling your brain, I can do this. This feels good. And what does your brain want to do is set you up for more of that. So it might be 10 minutes the next time, and maybe it's 15 minutes, but you feel good about that momentum. If you want to analyze, I want to analyze 100 deals. Well, start by analyzing one deal. It's micro. It's small. Andressa and I talk a lot about it, especially with the women in our community and our Strive group. Start with a micro step. Start with moving the needle. Just move the needle. It's not about achieving everything at once. For me, I walk Bailey. And I don't take my phone usually. I just leave my phone at home. I'm very intentional about that. I walk Bailey. I look at her. I look around. It gives me just a few minutes to just have a little micro break. So what is it for you? And I'd love to get some pictures going of women in our community taking pictures of themselves, taking micro breaks. What does that look like for you? So I was going to give you a little quick little challenge. Go to our Facebook group. If you're not part of our Facebook group, know what you're doing. It's a free community to support you with your goals. And take a picture of yourself taking this little micro break. We would love to see that picture and tag us, and also hashtag micro break.
I love that. You know, one thing that happened this week, my team forced me to take a medium break.
Yes, that was a medium break. We did force you. I was like, stop it. I saw you answering emails. I'm like, I was going to yell at you.
And it was not up to discussion, right? And it was not ideal. it's never ideal, ladies. Hear me out on this. It's never like, oh, I might do it tomorrow because tomorrow is better. My team encouraged me, forced me, pushed me to do that break on a Monday, right? And I had to report to them.
And take a picture
and send it to them, right? But it was the right thing for all of us to do based on the culture of our company, based on what we stand for. I come from a long week and weekend for the past weeks of different trainings and retreats that we did. And I haven't had like a lot of breaks, right? Which I am okay because I have different seasons of intentionality. But it felt that the way that my body was responding, that I needed that break and it couldn't wait until Saturday. So I took Monday afternoon off and I had to go. I went to a coffee shop. If you heard me before, I went to a freaking coffee shop and got my latte. But I said, listen, I have to be listening or reading something. So that's how I enjoyed the time. And I took the picture. So encourage you to participate and do the micro breaks and tag us on it. We want to participate on that with you.
Love that. So the other way to reduce stress is to prioritize boundaries, meaning do you have boundaries? That's first off.
That's the first question,
that's
right?
That's actually like, okay, let's even like, do you even have boundaries? And, you know, I think there's this, we talk a lot about it, especially with women. Women struggle with this more, you know, in general, of saying no mindfully. And Andressa is really brilliant to say, okay, that's great. No is a complete sentence, say no mindfully. But in order to say no, you need to have like, kind of like, what's your yes? What's a hell yes for you? And so, you know, we talk about deal criteria, right? What is your checkboxes? What's your deal criteria look like? Well, it's the same thing. Like, what's your yes criteria? And so does it align with your core values? Does it align with what you value? You know, the request, the insert something, right, that you're being asked. Does it align with where you're headed, your short-term goals, your long-term goals? Does it align with who you want to be? It's a good question.
You know one of the things that I ask myself when I need to say yes or no to something?
Yeah, what do you ask?
Will my future self say yes?
Oh, I like that.
He usually is like, no. So the answer is no.
I love that. I think the last one I have in terms of questions to ask is, if this resonates, how will saying yes impact your mental, emotional, and physical well-being? Because yes has an impact. Yes has an impact. And sometimes those are positive things. Sometimes they're negative. So, you know, being mindful of that too. So again, have a yes criteria, have a yes box. You know, what does it take for you to say yes? And if you struggle with boundaries, you got to have that, because your knee jerk will just say yes and please.
And for those of you that would like to explore more about that, we highly recommend the book Boundary Boss by Terry Cole. And yes, we had an interview with her. We'll put this on the show notes as well for you guys to listen.
Such an amazing episode.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Highly recommend.
Yes. All right. So the third step to reducing stress without sacrificing progress, and I love this one, don't let great get in the way of good. Meaning, you know, sometimes good enough is good enough. And there's so many women that have this level of perfectionism, right? We want to get things done perfect. Does it matter if you spend 3 hours on a PowerPoint or an hour? Is it really going to matter? Now, I mean, if your slides are kind of mumble jumble, yeah, it's probably going to matter if you're speaking in front of a big group. But will it matter the time? No, it's about the result. It's about getting a really good product out. So just, you know, you have to manage where you spend too much time on things and where do you not spend enough time. I think people spend the wrong amount of time on things that just don't matter. And good is fine with that. And they don't even spend any time on maybe more the strategic, the thinking work, the more important work, right? The revenue generating work, those sort of things. I think for me, something that I've been doing that's been so helpful, number one, it helps me with things I'm procrastinating. And number two, it really helps me manage my time because I work really well. My brain works really well if I feel like things are a little more urgent, and I can get a lot done if I have that energy, because it, you know, that's just the way my brain works. So for me, using a timer has been very, very powerful. And sometimes I think for everyone, regardless of how your brain is wired, using a timer helps you say, okay, what's an appropriate amount of time I should be spending on this task? You know, and that varies for everyone. But if you're spending 4 hours on a spreadsheet, you probably need to go get some help for that or with that. You know, things shouldn't be taking a whole day. If you're planning with your team for goal setting, yeah, hell yes, you should be spending a day on that. So appropriate time management for the tasks that you're doing is something as a growing entrepreneur and someone who's growing your company and your investments, you have to do. So the key is don't let great get in the way of good. Use a timer system and just be mindful. If you're someone who has to like go down rabbit holes on things that just don't really aren't going to matter for growth of your business, then put a timer on it and be said, this is good. This is good enough.
Exactly. One thing that I also add to it is time blocking. And let me clarify what I mean by it, right? I am not saying, I'm not recommending, because we have seen the difference in performance. When you do small things, let's just say I'm going to work on my social media this week, half an hour per day. And then you have half an hour, like, you know, instead, we'll work in chunks of 2 hours or an hour and a half minimum on it, instead of little by time, because there's a momentum that happens if you work in a bigger chunk and it's very focus oriented. You are there. You are not jumping from one subject to another. Imagine that your brain, it's like the machine that needs warm up and then get going. And then the wheels start turning, right? If you move from one thing to another, then you get going, you start slow. And then when you're in a great speed, well, it's over. And then you got to move along. So we have found that if you time block chunks and very narrow focus on what it is, there is a bigger progress that that happens instead of little by little. So test it out. See it, how your brain reacts to it, and let us know. Awesome. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate your support, and do something with this episode, right? Don't waste our time. We want you to really move the needle forward. So take one thing that you got out of this episode and implement your life and let us know. That will make us very happy to see that you are not just listening and getting inspired, but you're also taking action and living life on your own terms. Thanks so much for listening.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share it with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.